You have your Bibles with you. Would you open your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 111? Psalms 111. You know, the Lord wants to speak to us. There's all kinds of craziness that's taken place in our nation and in our world. But God says we should be aware of this because He told us these things were coming. Amen. So the Lord's going to speak to our hearts and our lives through His Word today. Now, the first thing I want to start, I want to build a foundation for where I'm going. And Psalms 112, verse number 7. The psalmist says, "He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, he shall not be afraid until he see the desire upon his enemies." We know who our enemy is Satan. We know he disguises himself in many ways. And God wants you and I to recognize that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Amen. We're not fighting a natural battle, we're fighting a spiritual battle, but it manifests itself in the natural. Amen. I'm not saying to anyone, you're not facing something in the natural because you're facing things in the natural because the Spirit is being manifested. Amen. But at the same time, God says to you and I, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So when I was looking at that, the prophet Isaiah, he gives us a warning in Isaiah 56. About the shepherds that were sleeping, like sleeping dogs. They weren't paying attention to what was really taking place in the world. Something had distracted them, and they weren't sounding the horn, warning the church. But the Word of God says in Isaiah 56, verse 8, "The Lord God will which gathereth the outcast of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him besides those that are gathered unto him." You know, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. And the Lord says to us in Hebrews, he says, "For us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching." Now, like never before, the world is looking for towards the church. And if the church doesn't arise and shine, we're going to miss them. Amen? God's called us to reach. So today, the text the Lord laid on my heart is found in Psalms 111. Begin to read with verse number 7. The Word of God says, "The works of His hands are verity." That word verity means the principles of truth, okay? "And judgment. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto His people. He have commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name." And here's where I want to focus your attention for the message this morning. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever." The title of this morning's message is The Awakening. And I want to speak to you about the wealth, the wisdom, and the wise. Let's ask God's blessing upon the preaching and teaching of His Word. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that You sent this Word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that's listening. Lord, I pray, Father God, that You speak through me, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's listening. Your Word declares that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And as Your Word goes forth today, faith will increase. And as faith increases, the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. So, Father, we say, let God arise and the enemy be scattered in every heart and every life of every believer. And for those that are listening, Father God, that may not know You, No one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. Holy Spirit, draw them to your Jesus today in a supernatural way, and we'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You know, when I was looking at this text, and he says, the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is to reverence him, to revere him, to honor him. You know, we honor him not only in our lives, but we honor him with our first fruits. We give him our very best, the best of our lives, our finances, our time. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So when I was looking at the reverence and revering, one of the things the Father was speaking to my heart about is it's important for us, the body of Christ, to revere and reverence his word. He says his commandments are forever. They do not change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He is stable. So as we're looking at something that's steady and stable, the one that needs to change is you and I. How many will say with me, there's some things that need to change in my life? How many will say with me, I know some things that in my life aren't right with the Lord, and I need to have his help in this time to help me in this struggle and the test that I'm faced with. The word of God reminded me in Deuteronomy chapter 10 with Moses. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12. The word of God says this, and now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee, but to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all of his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also with all that therein is. No matter what you're looking at, no matter what you're seeing, God is in control. It may look like the adversary's winning the battle, but he is not winning the battle. Amen. God says that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We got to allow the spirit of God to rise up inside of you and I and encourage you and I. And when I was looking at the wealth is reverence and revering God and his word. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, amen? And as we're worshiping him in our lives, by the word of our testimony, we're giving reverence to him. Look to the one next to you and say, the next generation. In Joshua chapter 24, now Joshua is here, he took the children into the promise, the children of Israel into the promise. And Joshua 24, verse number 14. The word of God says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. No, the word of God declares to you and I, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, and whose land ye dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord and serve other gods. So what he is talking about, first, the wealth is reverence. We're revering God. We're revering his word. Now look to the one next to you and say, Now he wants to talk to this generation. You know, he started with Moses, and then he went to the next generation with Joshua that stepped us into the promise. Now you and I are in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. This is to this generation. Let's look at verse number 13. He says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. He's speaking to this generation. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. In other words, the same thing he said to Moses, the same thing he said to Joshua, as the same thing he is saying to you and I, his children today. Be holy, for I am holy. To fear him, and the fear is to have reverence for his name and reverence for his word. Amen? And when we look at the wealth, when you have reverence for God and revere God, and you revere his word, all of a sudden, you receive the wealth. The wealth. God wants to bless us, okay? And he shows us divine favor. Look with me in Job chapter 28. Now, how many have read the book of Job? Let me see your hand. And you read the book of Job. Job went through some trials and through some tests. Did Job go through a little bit more than you're going through? Come on. Did Job go through a little more than what you're going through? Hello? Nothing that I've been through compares nothing to what Job went through. Amen? And God says in his word in Job 28, verse number 28, he said, and unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, that is understanding. Wait a minute. The fear of the Lord, reverence of God, revering God in his word, is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. In other words, what James would say to you and I, he says, faith without works is dead being alone. In other words, faith is an action word. Our actions are speaking louder than our words. How are we reacting and what we're facing as a nation and a world and the day that we're living in right now? Are we reacting as children of God? Are we making reference to him? Are we magnifying the name of God? Are we magnifying the name of Christ? God said, if God be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. Amen. And we're looking for this world to change, and we're world changers. Look at the one next to you and say, you're a world changer. God's called you, and he's anointed you, and he's appointed you for a time such as now. Amen. And God says, the Spirit of God is going to arise in you, and the enemy is going to scatter because of the greater one that's in you. Look to the one next to you and say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the report I'm going to believe is the report of the Lord. Amen. And that's wisdom. Amen. I'm reverencing him. I'm revering him. Now look with me. Uh-oh, he's going to speak to us now. Go with me in James chapter 3. James chapter 3. You know, every time I get in God's presence, it's almost like an oven sometimes. It gets warm in the kitchen. How many know, no matter how cold it is outside when you're baking in the kitchen, it's a little warmer in the kitchen, right? Amen. And God's fire purifies. God's not sending his fire to burn you. He is sending his fire of his word to purify our hearts. He says, draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. Purify your hearts, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you what? You double-minded. Amen. I didn't say it, God said it. Amen. So God wants to say something to us. And he talks about here, earthly or heavenly wisdom. And what's been taking place in our nation and world, men and women have been following earthly wisdom and not heavenly wisdom. All right? There's a lot of evil taking place in our world right now. Amen? But guess what? God's the author of good. God's the author of love. He says, and we're talking about the wisdom here, the wealth is the reverence and fear of God. The wisdom comes. He says in verse 13 of James chapter 3, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him shew out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Jesus says, bless them that persecute you and despitefully use you for my name's sake, for great is your reward. Amen. I'm not fighting. Well, I'm not battling. You know, some people want to refer to the Old Testament. I'm going to speak to some people here. Someone would refer to the Old Testament and we ought to just go and hang people. And we ought to just have a gallows and start hanging all those evil people and killing all those evil people. Well, let me tell you something. That isn't the way. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And even when the government came against Jesus and Malcolm sliced off his ear, Jesus restored the Malcolm's ear and said, we're not fighting the battle. This isn't a physical battle. This is a spiritual battle. Amen. This is being manifested in the spirit and we're trusting God. God's going to transform and change lives even in the midst of this. Those ones that you thought were so evil and so bad, when love comes, it's going to change their hearts and their minds and they're going to be some of the greatest warriors for the kingdom of God. Amen. God isn't done with them yet. Until the trumpet sounds, it's not done. Amen. I'm waiting for the trumpet to sound. So he says, hey, what does the world do? It renders evil for evil. That's what the world does. But what does God say the wisdom from heaven is? Verse number 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Jesus again said in Matthew 5, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. So Solomon tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, and we're talking about the wealth of wisdom. The wealth is, I'm reverencing and revering God in his word. Because I'm reverencing and revering God in his word, I'm getting wise. Look at the one next to you and say, you're really wise. Amen. Gray hair is wisdom. It's okay to have gray hair. Don't dye your hair to make it another color to try to hide your wisdom. Hello? we had a little conversation back there that they were talking about our fields or our heads and how there wasn't much hair there. And I said, yeah, with me, I'm only growing weeds. The grass isn't growing on top any longer. It's just a weed that sprouts up here and there. Amen. Hallelujah. But Solomon said this. This is, we get a hold of this. He said, get wisdom, get understanding. Look to the one next to you and say, the devil cannot steal what you understand. He can only steal what you're confused about. He is the author of confusion. But we serve the God of order. And God does things decently and in order. Amen. He said, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake or not. We're talking about wisdom. We're talking about the wealth of wisdom. We're talking about the word of God. And she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Amen. You know, he says, love the Lord, your good. You love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. Wait a minute. Why did you go there, Lord? Well, he wants to say something. You can never love another unless you love yourself. When God forgave you your sins, he removed your sins as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. The adversary wants you not to love yourself, and if you can't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. Amen? Put your arms around yourself right now and say, I'm going to love myself right now. Amen. Amen. I'm not talking about being prideful about self. Pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before the fall. But God said, if you can't love you, you can't love anyone else. Amen. How are you going to share something you don't have? If you can't love yourself, you're not going to love anyone else either. So he says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. Look at the neighbor and say, man, I'm getting this. Hallelujah. What is he saying to us through the text today? He said, hey, the wealth is to revere and reverence God in his word, is the wealth. The wisdom is the word of God. Amen. The wise are the ones that apply it to their hearts and lives. Amen. In other words, you know, he says for you and I, we're to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. That's Jesus speaking again. That's not your pastor speaking. Amen. And the wisdom, being wise, comes from the wealth of reverence and fear of the Lord, which gives me the wisdom of God's word. When I get it applied to my heart and life, I become wise. Amen. Matter of fact, the prophet Hosea in Hosea 14. I don't know what you think, man, but this is some really good preaching. Hallelujah. Amen. You know why it's good preaching? Because it's the truth. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make you free. Hallelujah. The prophet Hosea in Hosea 14, verse number 9 says this. Who is wise and shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. And I was looking at that. The Lord reminded me in 2 Timothy 3. This is the Apostle Paul writing to his student Timothy. And all of us are students of the gospel. We're studying to show ourselves approved, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So as we're looking at this, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 10, the apostle speaking to his student Timothy, he said, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra, and what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Look to the one next to you and say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Yea, listen to me, wait. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All that live godly in Christ Jesus, the world ain't gonna like what you're doing. Amen. Then he says, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Who's the devil? He's the author of deception. Deception brings division. What has he done in the body of Christ right now across the world? He's divided the body of Christ. And people don't realize that he's the author of confusion and he's bringing division in. God says, united we stand, divided we'll fall. He says, blessed are those that dwell in unity. It's like the oil that went down upon the head and down the beard and the shoulders and the skirts of Aaron. And God evoked the blessing. God wants us to stand in unity as a body of Christ in this last days that we're in right now. So the apostle says to his student, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I love what the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 7. He said these words. He said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Amen. The Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. If I ain't following Christ, don't follow me. If what I'm saying and doing doesn't align with the Word of God, this is our balancer, okay? Everything has to align with God's Word. If it's not aligned with His Word, it's not Him. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he needs to repent. God said what He meant to say. He means what He says, and He says what He means. Amen. So what he is saying to you and I in closing today, hey, there's a wealth, the fear of the God, the fear of the Lord, to revere God in his word. The wealth is the word of God. God has given me everything that I need to be successful, to be victorious. I can do all things. I'm more than a conqueror. Amen. He's my strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. I've got all powers, and heaven and earth was named in the name of Jesus. I have power and authority. I got to recognize who I am in these last days. Amen. In other words, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. That standard was raised at the cross of Calvary, and you're a child of God, and Christ is in you. And God says we're to take back some things that belong to the kingdom of God. We're to ask people to start coming to church right now. We're not to be afraid of the COVID. Now, some people have COVID, and they have the flu, and they have to be separated and under quarantine. We understand that, but we're not afraid of the flu. Matter of fact, the other day, the Spirit of God came upon me, and the Word of God came on me, and He said, do not fear the flu, because I called you, and I will carry you through. Amen. And what I'm getting ready to do is brand new. Stop trying to do things the way you used to do. I'm doing something new. So get on your face before me and I'll show you the way. Amen. Amen. That's why we're coming together for corporate prayer on Thursday night. That's where we're coming by. The fast to say, God, do something in me. Do something in my family. Do something in this nation, Father God. Amen. That we're trusting and hoping in Him. We're coming to get on the altars, before the altars, and our faces before the Lord. We're trusting the Lord of all of our heart. We're leading not to our understanding in all of our ways. We're acknowledging Him, and we're looking for Him to direct our paths. The steps of a good man have been ordered by the Lord, and he finds the light, but we got to know which steps to take. So he says we have this, we're wise when we receive the wisdom of his word and reverence and revere God in the word. He's not speaking just for the sake of speaking. He is speaking to you today because he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And everything that the enemy meant for evil, God will use it and turn it around for his glory. He says, just trust me with all your heart. Don't serve me your leftovers. I want a fresh meal. God wants us to serve him our first part. And then all of a sudden, our witness becomes real. You know, the beloved says in 1 John, Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, we praise you and give you glory that you love us so much, that you sit in here to speak to our hearts and our lives. Father, as your spirit is revealing things in our lives, your word says that you'll never allow more on us than we can bear, and that you'll always give us the avenue of escape. So, Father, as your spirit, oh man, that's the greatest surgeon ever, is ministering to hearts and lives, may we be receptive and open to everything that you want to do. Father, we're going to cast our cares upon you, for we know that you care for each and every one of us. Your word declares that faith is the substance of things that we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. And I know in the natural, Lord, as we're looking at our nation and our world right now, boy, it's really in confusion. But just in a moment, you can turn things around. So, Father, as you're ministering to our hearts and lives, that you called and pointed us for a time such as now, Lord, I pray that you speak to every man and woman of God that are called for a time such as now. May the Father rise in them in such a supernatural way, Father God. And may we be open to receive your guidance and your direction. You know, the beloved John said this in 1 John chapter 2. Verse number 15. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. I don't know about you, but that helps strengthen me. That encourages me, because God said, who are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the Lord. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us again? Probably like second, third, fourth, close, it doesn't matter. He is saying to you and I, the fear of the Lord, that's the wealth. The wisdom is his word. and to apply it is wise. The witness is important. Men and women are looking at what you do, not what you say. Hello? Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory." Church, I believe it's time for the church to arise and the enemy scattered in Jesus' name. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it here to do. Father, if there's any that's listening that do not know you to be their Lord and Savior, may this be the day of their salvation. For those that have drifted away, may this be the day of the return. And for the entire body of Christ, may we be strengthened in your power and in your might. You told us to go to the enemy's camp and take back what the enemy has stolen. So, Father, we're going to take back our children, our families, our neighbors. We're going to take back our community. As your word declared that we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us, and we shall be witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Father, may we allow you to arise in and through our lives in such a supernatural way. Your word says, but we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. May we recognize it's your power, it's not our power. But you've given us your power for this very hour. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for strengthening your body, your children, Father God. We send the word today, Father God, to those that are sick. We thank you for the healing that you've done in bodies, minds, and souls, and spirits. We thank you, Father God, that the COVID has a name. And your word declares that every name must bow to the name of Jesus. So COVID, we bind you and we curse you and we cause you to bow to the name of Jesus and we call you loose from God's children. And as you're loose from God's children, may God's children reach this world with your love. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.